This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. To understand the significance of urban permaculture, it helps to know the background of the term itself.
Permaculture, as originally defined in 1970 or so, was permanent agriculture or permanent culture. And the big idea is, how can we settle on land in a manner that, after our lives have passed, leaves that land more fertile, more biological diverse, and more productive? It really is about settling in as if we plan to be here for 1,000 years. And that leads to a different kind of land ethic, and that's what permaculture is really trying to get at.
Dave Henson is the executive director of the Occidental Arts and Ecology Center, which has recently been working with a number of community groups from San Francisco and Oakland to bring the basic concept into those cities, often in the form of neighborhood gardens.
We did a garden with a group called Poder and the Mission that works as a community-based organization on housing issues. We were working with a group called Mujeres Unidas, an immigration women's support group in San Francisco, to help them put a garden right next door, because they see that gardens aren't a luxury environmentally. They're actually a core way of building sustainability into their urban work.
Over in the East Bay, an abandoned railroad right-of-way running through Berkeley and Oakland has become an informal incubator for a variety of agrarian uses, which Henson says is benefiting residents along that corridor in many ways.
If you walk that 10-mile stretch now, there are dozens of community gardens and ball fields and dog parks, and it's this commons. And you open up these spaces and people come. And what's wonderful is often the people that come are people who are pretty marginalized in our modern urban culture. The Hmong elders, the Mexican man or woman who grew up on a farm, they can plant a milpa, corn and squash and beans, in half a day, and they can teach the rest of us about food security. And they interestingly often have their own seed.
In fact, Henson says, these new forays into urban permaculture have become more than gardens. They're also providing an important and constructive role for seniors in their home neighborhoods.
In this, it's actually the elders who carry some of the remnant knowledge of their grandparents or parents who can bring some of this old knowledge that we haven't respected for quite a while. Gardening and food production and food preserving is something elders can be fabulous at. And if we bring that back in, it returns not just dignity, but real functionality to their participation in a community.
That's knowledge, Henson adds, that may be needed more than ever in the years ahead.
People are thinking a lot about growing their own food and food security. It's kind of a return to the victory garden idea of after World War II, where people had to return to gardening. But in those days, people still had seed, and, you know, 1 out of 3 people had grown up on a farm and knew how to grow food. Now we're less than 1% of the population living on farm, and hardly anybody in the city knows how to garden. And we may need to garden soon. Part of modern food security will be localizing food production. So teaching gardening, teaching seed saving, bringing permaculture to the cities is really important.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.